So good to have you with us on Film Week. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about the new Christopher Nolan film, Tenet, which opens in theaters this weekend, but only where theaters are open, and that doesn't include Southern California. We turn from John Horne talking about what it was like to see it in a Vegas theater to talking with the film star John David Washington. John Horne asked him what it was like as an actor to have a movie ready for release, but then stuck on the shelf due to the coronavirus.
Well, it helped me manage my expectations. You know, if it were gonna go to streaming, then I just wanted people to see it. And I could tell you this, I feel a great deal of relief now that knowing that it's going to be released as it should be. I think this film deserves to be on the big screen and needs to be experienced in a theater, an IMAX theater preferably. And as long as everybody's being safe about it, I'm very excited about people going. I commend and I respect and want to shout out Warner Brothers for supporting Christopher Nolan and them, you know, putting a game plan together, working with the AMCs, all the theaters around the globe, to ensure this people's safety and to be able to experience this film the way it should be experienced.
One way that Christopher Nolan shoots for like a ship, he rolls the camera backward. So the path of something like a ship is reversed. But for an actor, that doesn't always work because it looks wrong. So are you trying to train your body to, especially like in fight scenes, to go backward?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I literally had to learn how to walk downstairs, which would be upstairs, and walking up the stairs in inverted time. So I had to learn how to walk backwards. I had to learn how to fight backwards, block punch backwards, punch backwards, get thrown and throw backwards. Like I said, blink backwards. Be able to aim and shoot a gun backwards. It was unlike anything I've ever experienced before. And I was pretty confident in my athletic ability, being that I've had a football background. But in football, you're always trying to advance the ball forward. So that was, you know, just having to retrain or train my mind into these rules took some time. But we were able to get it done.
Christopher Nolan likes to say that on every movie, he challenges himself as a filmmaker. How did he challenge you as an actor?
Interesting. I like that question. He challenged me as an actor in a way you wouldn't suspect. He challenged me to believe in myself, to trust my instincts, especially with a concept like this, the position he put me in a film like this. He knew I could do it. He totally trusted me and welcomed my ideas and my approach to it. He told me not to abandon that. And, you know, he literally had told me, "We'll adjust to you" at some point. A couple times he told me that. So when the legendary Christopher Nolan says, "Don't worry, we'll adjust to you," you know, just that's a heavy, that's heavy to take. That's unbelievable that he believes in me that much. Somebody like this who's accomplished so much. So that kind of confidence he instilled in me, the same way Spike Lee did, I'll take with me forever and moving forward as I grow into the artistry.
There's not a lot of exposition about where your character has been before, and that's not at all a spoiler. But as an actor, you probably need to know how the protagonist got to be where he is, how he knows as much as he does. So even if it's not in the script, how did you create the inner life of that character? And what were the conversations you had with Christopher Nolan or other people about how your character got where he is? Because we don't really know, and Christopher isn't that interested in explaining it. But as an actor, you kind of need to know.
Yeah, no, I love that he's not interested in explaining it. I think we talked about it, Chris and I, and I was able to pull resources from different people. You know, I talked to some Navy SEALs. I talked to, you know, people that are in the spy business, if you will. And I was able to pull these resources and gather some background information. But really what was happening in combination with that was the training. I usually work inside out and do all my research first, then I can inform how I walk or talk or whatever. But getting sort of just jolted right into the training early and first sort of started to inform the kind of person that he is, the decisions he makes, what charges all of his decision making, and how he reacts to things, how he assesses things, his perception of the world. That was pretty cool. That was a new way of doing things for me as far as an actor. And that was also, through this character, was my way into understanding the entire concept of this film, which obviously took some time. So it was an unconventional way. I wasn't used to doing it that way. And I think it worked for the character. I'm glad it happened this way. I wouldn't have changed a thing in preparation. But you know, I just wanted to bring the humanity into the character. You know, when these a lot of these films, this kind of a genre, you know, it could be convenient to fall into a certain way of doing things. And credit to Christopher Nolan for being open to making them human and putting a human being thrown into a world like this. I think some of his insecurities and his vulnerabilities are his strength. I think the fact that he cares so much about people, he cares so much about the people he's fighting along with, even more than the mission, is a strength. I think it's a power. It's not a weakness, and that could separate him from other agents.
There's a character in the film who says to your character, "Don't try to understand it, feel it," which seems like it's a great line, but does that apply actually to how you like to act? Do you need to understand it? Do you want to know what the math is? Or are you just going to say, "I'm along for the ride and my character's curious, so I'm going to play curious"?
No, I would love, if I can get to that one day, then yeah, that would probably be the way to go. But no, I go to great detail, to great lengths to try to get the understanding of it. It's my job to. That being said, I can't let that overwhelm the feelings. I can't let that prohibit, you know, any or except I should say enable the possibilities, because that's what I live for. What's possible? What can we find on the day? So a lot of times with everything I've prepared for, you come in you come into the set, you rehearse it, it goes exactly how you think, and then all of a sudden, maybe around take three or four, something shifts, something happens that is more truthful in the moment, then I go with that instinct, and that can become a feeling and not an understanding. But I understand that it's the preparation that led me there. I have to earn that kind of spontaneity. I have to earn the ability I have to earn the moments of being able to feel something happen and just go with that based off of the preparation that I put in, the research that I've done.
When you think back to the most challenging scenes in this film, were they challenging in a physical way, challenging in an emotional or kind of psychic way? How would you describe the toughest days for you on this shoot?
Well, there were several, and everything you just mentioned, in all facets. There were some days that were emotionally, they just took it out of me. There was I was just giving so much, you know, that day, and the moment required it. And again, some of those emotional days I had, there were some emotional scenes I felt like that were in there that you usually don't see in genres like this. And when you see the final product, you know, you do the take, but you never know what the director wants or is going to use. And I was surprised that he used some of the stuff that we did. And those are some tough days, along with the heights thing. I'm not really good with heights, and being on the tallest building in Mumbai, jumping off a balcony, I'd say that was probably the hardest day for me, and probably took the longest to shoot. So I thank God for the patience.
How do you think this movie changed you as an actor? How did you come out of it a different performer?
You know, I got to, because of the great Christopher Nolan, he taught me about film and the process of it, and how to see film, how he loves it. I came out a person that better appreciates the process and everybody's different process. And I appreciated the love I have, even more love that I have for the business, for working in the film industry. Because this man who's accomplished everything still loves it like a kid. Spike Lee was the same way, still loves it like he's a little kid, like this is his first film. So what does that mean to me? It means that eliminate the ego. You know, it's we're here to serve. We're here to serve the project, you know? So put that aside, it's a deterrent, you know? And I love that about them, because I feel the same way. I love what I do, and I'm still new at this. So those guys, they feel like they have the same energy too. They just were so energetic. They can just keep going and shoot all day. You know, I loved it.
That's John David Washington, the star of the new movie Tenet, talking with our John Horn. You can find John's podcast, Hollywood the Sequel, at laist.com/podcasts. That, along with the full slate of podcasts from LAIST Studios and KPCC. Once again, that's laist.com/podcasts. And we remind you that Film Week itself is available as a podcast to take with you wherever and whenever you want. Have a wonderful weekend.